All right, we continue with Pittsburgh Works. My guest now, good friend, former State Senator John Pippy, now on the job for the last couple of months and looking to do some amazing things, the CEO of PA Coal Alliance. Mr. Pippy, it's good to have you back on KDK. And quick political question, debate the other night, very energy friendly, especially when it comes to coal, Mitt Romney. That's a good thing, and the stock market actually responded.
Yes, they did. It's a, you know, and that tells a story right there. Our elected officials and leaders at state and local level, the things they do, the policies they have impact the jobs and the industry in our country and Commonwealth. And so when a candidate for president, not even the president, when a candidate for president says he's all for coal and for domestic energy and energy independence, and the next day coal stocks rise because there's some hope that we're going to start paying attention to our own domestic energy. I mean, that just tells you how powerful it is.
And it's not really a political issue here. It's a business issue because a former Democratic president, when the balanced budget actually was a part of our mainstream in the 90s, Bill Clinton was in town recently to speak and also was out there on the campaign trail. He looked at energy very favorable too during his administration.
Very much so. And that's, you know, we will also argue that during the Clinton administration, because they were so supportive of energy and all the different groups associated with it, you saw the economy booming. I mean, luckily, I'm a little biased. We had a Republican Congress for part of that time, too. But it was really investments in domestic energy. You know, low-cost energy means low-cost manufacturing, means profits for our industry, our manufacturers, our businesses, and it means jobs for the people. It's that simple.
All right. The Pennsylvania Coal Alliance, give me some background.
Well, we are a organization that represents over 250 companies in the coal industry and also the engineering firms and the vendors and suppliers and all the different components of the entire coal industry. We represent about 91% of all coal mined in the Commonwealth. Our Commonwealth is the fourth largest, and we have about 41,000 employees who are actually employed. This is a multiplier, who are employed by the companies that are a member of my organization.
All right, downtown yesterday, U.S. Steel Building here, Consol Energy here. Both of them ended up on Facebook, and I thought, why? Two great bookends as far as our region. How much impact does coal have on our region?
Oh, it's tremendous. And the Commonwealth as a whole, over $7 billion. If you take the 41,000 employees I mentioned, the Economy League did a study and said there's 3.5 jobs associated with every coal job. So now you're over 100,000 jobs. It literally, in some of the communities in rural PA, it is what drives that community. That is a source of their money, the families, the constituents. It's just, you know, it is literally part of who we are in Western Pennsylvania. We always say coal runs deep. You know, the Pittsburgh coal seam is one of the best in the world, and it runs very deep, and it's important to all of us.
So do the family roots. These are some of the hardest working, best people anywhere in the country, and many of them are generations of coal workers.
Yes, Consol just did something recently and highlighted a fourth generation family. You know, great grandfather, grandfather, father, and now son working with the company, and it's been real powerful. They've talked about it over many years. You know, if you look at our coal families, if it wasn't a great job, if it wasn't an $80,000 a year annual, that's what the average coal miner makes, if it wasn't a family-sustaining job, you wouldn't have the father supporting his son and his grandson going in.
And also the benefits that they receive,
yes,
working in the coal industry, light years in compared to a lot of other people out there trying to make a living.
Oh, very much so. It's a family-sustaining wage. It is. They focus on safety. They focus on technology. You see kids going to college. I was down at Cal U, and we sponsor the Coal Bowl, which is IUP versus a Cal U, California University of Pennsylvania football team, and it's a great event. And you hear about you talk to all these old players who remember having to work in the mines in the summertime because that's what their family did, and that's how they helped raise the money so they could go to Cal U or to IUP and get their college degree. And now they're running large corporations.
Marcellus Shale, obviously, right here and yes. Now, and coal will be a big part of that. Do you foresee a day where PA could be the energy capital of the world?
Well, we should be. It should be today. It should be right now. And with our friends in the Marcellus side, a lot of people say, are you guys competitors? Well, there is some competition with any energy source between who's being used for electricity. But you know, we have 44%, we create 44% of the electricity in the Commonwealth. Across the world, next 20 years, energy demands are going to increase by 55%. There's plenty of room. I'm a big fan of natural gas. We have more energy under our ground between natural gas and coal than they do in the entire Middle East and the region of Saudi Arabia. We should be independent, we should be low cost, and we should be letting our companies get cheap energy so they can make great products and work and get more people to work.
How much of an effect right now is it having as far as what the current administration is doing to your industry?
It's devastating. It is it has resulted in the premature early closing of a lot of coal plants because of this administration, through the EPA, has put on over 143 new regulations. And what it's doing is they're requiring us to comply with standards that the commercial technology isn't yet available. See, in the past, you would always work with Washington and Harrisburg. You know, and you never, this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. You never heard about the war on coal when Bill Clinton was in office. So this has nothing to do with what the party of the president is. It's what they're doing to kill an industry. So what we're saying is, let's bring it back to the reasonable, where you sit down. We already have the highest water, air standards in the world. Let's continue that, but work with the industry and work with the coal miners and work with all the different groups associated with it to come together to make progress and continue to have a strong economy.
Remaining moments, safety always first.
Yeah. Safety is always first. We're very proud of the track record here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We're well above the norms when it comes to incident rates. And a big part of that is the leadership here, not only the employees, but also the companies who are focused on making sure that, you know, those men and women who work in the industry can go home to their families.
During your tenure, and hopefully it's a very long and healthy one,
What
are some of the things that you'd like to accomplish? And I know it's only been a few months, but you're a visionary.
Well, I think we need to start partnering more. You know, if we want to get into an economic recovery, and if we want it to happen, the key to that is all types of energy powering our country. Get rid of our need for foreign energy.
No place for it in our country.
No, there is no need for it. No. Between oil, nuclear, natural gas, coal, and renewables, there is plenty of energy available to us. But what we have to do is understand what energy source is best for what. Coal has and will continue to be the best energy source for our baseload and will help power our country.
Governor Tom Corbett, obviously a good ally for anyone, but especially in the field of energy and in coal.
Yes, very much so. And that's really what's helped Pennsylvania. We would have been in a lot more trouble during this recession if it wasn't for the energy. The coal exports, one thing, natural gas, obviously, Marcellus Shale, and all the jobs associated with it, the trucking companies, the engineering firms, the caterers, the uniform companies, the service companies, they're all tied in, and that's what people have to start getting.
All right, we're calling this Pittsburgh Works.
Yep.
Explain to me in 1 minute, why does Pittsburgh work for the PA Coal Alliance?
Well, Pittsburgh works because, one, we have a legacy here. CONSOL Energy and ALF and Rosebud and Miracle and PB, all our
great
different
names.
They're all good people. They've all been here for a very long time. Like I said, they're family-sustaining jobs. They're the key to the economic recovery. And most importantly, if you look at where the growth is for jobs in different counties across the Commonwealth, the majority of the growth now is associated with the energy sector. And that's what we need to continue.
He is the CEO of PA Coal Alliance, former state senator, and obviously a patriot, Mr. John Pippi. And I guess we could put a period on that sentence by saying that's why Pittsburgh works. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rob.
We'll have to talk some politics sometime.
Someday. I'm available, too.
Good. All right. Let me take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. This is News Radio 1020 KDKA. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Pittsburgh Works. Back in just a couple of moments.